Response 4. At Chapter 7, Lily and Zach went to the countryside to collect some honey, and they both shared good moments, and they almost kissed. Zach is colored and Lily is white, and it's rare at this time to see a black person sharing good moments with a white person. And I think Lily accepted to stay with a colored person because she isn't racist, and she wants to know more about different people. We should all learn that black people are sometimes better than some white known people. So it's really normal to spend good time with them, treat them like you will treat someone you like, and help them when they have problems. Like in Africa, where thousands of little kids or grown-ups die in really bad condition. Response 5. At Chapter 10, May, a friend of Lily's band, didn't come to the house for a while, so they decided to search for her. A little time after, they begin to scream her name as loud as they can, but with no response. It's normal, because she's dead. Actually, yes, because of all those problems and racism and everything, she couldn't get help, so she killed herself by drowning herself in a river. I think that she did that because of all those problems, racism, black people being killed for little things, or for nothing, or going to jail for nothing. We shouldn't be racist because, as I said in response question 2, 3, 4, and 5, like in the first response, we have to learn that racism shouldn't be accepted in the United States and in all the world. Also, so it's really normal to spend good time with them, treat them as you like someone, and help them when they have problems. Response 6. In this chapter, Lily will learn who was her mother, August. August told her that her mom's name was Deborah Fontana Owens, and Lily accidentally killed her when she was little. Lily is very surprised that she didn't know her life story, and other people knew it better than her. If I was Lily, I will ask them all the information they know about my family, because I want to know everything about it. Who was my real mom, dad, if I have any siblings. Also, I will ask them how they did know all of those information, because it's really abnormal to see that other people know a lot of information about you. After reading it, I think it will be better for her, so she'll know how her parents were, and she'll know her family better. From this extract, we have to learn that some people know you or your family better than you do, but sometimes those people are hackers, stalkers, or criminals that want to know a lot of information about you. So we have to learn that to not give your information to everyone, even if it's your best friend, because he or she can return those information on you or give it to someone else that can hurt you or hurt other people that you like. Response 7. This is the final chapter. In this chapter, T-Ray is annoyed by Lily and he decided to knock her out. He first punched her in the face and kicked her once she was on the floor. I disagree with T-Ray because Lily lived a very difficult life since she involuntarily killed her mother with a gun that was in her mom's bag. Actually, what happened is that her mom put a gun in her bag, and once she put her bag beside Lily when she was little, and Lily, not knowing what she's doing, shot her own mother. But I think she deserved it in a way because she shouldn't annoy him. Why should she do that? I think that even if Lily lived a bad life, she still deserve it in a way because she shouldn't annoy him, because Thierry lived a bad life too, and it was better than Lily's life. So she still deserve it. Even if you're a woman and normally men, which are respectful men, don't hit women. If I was Thierry, I will not hit her or hurt her because I'll be in jail if I really hurt her. Conclusion about the entire book. In my opinion, the author wants us to learn about racism and that racism shouldn't exist. Also, with all those peripecies, the author wants us to know about racism in the United States in the 19th and all the thing that white men didn't like about colored people and they didn't want them to do. After reading this book, we should all thank important people that help colored people and their culture, like Nelson Mandela, Rosa Parks, or even Martin Luther King. I don't really like these books because I'm not really in historical books, but for people that like historical books, it's one of the perfect one to read.